Podcast 106 Radio. Greetings from beautiful downtown, or downtown, whatever it is, Millbrook, New Jersey.
That's right.
This is McCallagher Show with Radio Free Puppies. I'm with Jim Groom.
Wow, PS Music Radio.
And this is a very, very special episode. Lowdown, number 27.
This is Lowdown 27. This is important lowdown. Because in this lowdown, what we're going to do is we're going to figure out what happened to the lowdown. Because I don't know if you haven't been keeping up with this one since then. You've got a lot going on in your life, right?
Yeah, man.
I mean, you are a busy man right now. It's an interesting time of your life, though. An exciting time.
It is.
I'm excited for you, McCallagher.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I think some of our listeners know that I'll be leaving New Jersey.
Yeah, you'll be leaving from the West Coast to the West Coast.
The exile is over.
That's right. You're going back home.
Set loose on the West Coast.
California.
That's right.
You and Tupac.
Me and Tupac, yeah.
Tupac.
Tupac.
That's what they say.
There's a lot of pox.
There's a lot of pox. Pox on your house. Well, speaking of a pox on your house, what we wanted to talk about here tonight is we want to talk about the fact that Scott Lachman, affectionately known as Scott Lowe,
yes,
has effectively, as of 2 days ago, resigned from doing the Lowdown. Now, the Lowdown had 25 episodes.
Did he resign actively? Did he just sort of disappear?
He resigned. His actually 25th episode talked, you know, somewhat vaguely about, you know, him having to prepare 4 weeks from now to go to Oregon. I don't know, who takes 4 weeks to pack up?
Well, this reminds me, actually, of something that happened a couple of years ago, if you recall. Right? Where we were told that Scott Lowe was no more.
Yeah, something like Auto Parts had taken over
and Scott Lowe was dead.
Scott Lowe was dead,
yes,
officially.
And there was a whole vigil, and there was a memorial to the Scott Lowe.
There were sock puppets.
Sock puppets, but he came back.
He did. Which actually leads me to a couple of theories I've been working through in my mind as I was traveling from Virginia to New Jersey. And one of the theories is maybe something serious happened over in Saudi Arabia.
Maybe.
One of the theories I had is that the Saudi Arabian government got a hold of these broadcasts that he was doing on a daily basis and kind of shut down the whole operation.
Well, you know, I think that's actually an interesting theory. However, because Saudi Arabia is an ally of the United States, I would venture to guess that if that was the case, it would be an opposition group within Saudi Arabia that somehow co-opted the Lowdown.
So he might be part of an opposition group.
He
or
could
an opposition
be.
Group kind of shut down on him.
Could be. Who knows? Maybe they're holding him a hostage, and they're telling King Fahd that he better play ball, or Scott Lowe gets it, or something like that.
That's an excellent.
That could happen.
I was ready to blame Scott Lowe, but this could be part of a larger.
There's a lot of tension in the region right now, and any number of possibilities come to mind. First of all, Scott Lowe could be really, you know, sort of. He could see the storms brewing, and he could have run off and joined the IDF. He's really a defense force, right?
That's a good point.
Or what if he joined the Syrian rebels?
That's a good point.
Which is possible, right?
Put the scarf around his face and fucking shit up with the
AK-47. That's right. You know, John McCain was just there talking about how important it is to support the rebels, and John McCain's from Arizona, Scott Lowe's from Oregon. It's not that far.
Yeah, he could be part of the kind of the whole move to get munitions over there right now.
Good. I wonder if Scott Lowe's arming the rebels right now as we speak.
I'm so quick to dismiss his, you know, his fortitude, but he could be fighting for global freedom.
You know, but also it could be that there's something far less nefarious going on. Maybe the Yaris is broken down.
See, that was a good point. Maybe it was repossessed.
The Yaris was repo.
The Yaris was repo.
And the Scott Lowe's
auto parts.
Yes. Well, someone has to carry on with the lowdown.
That's true. The drive-bys are impossible now because the Yaris has been repo. This is all hypothetical, ladies and gentlemen. And he just doesn't have the wherewithal right now to walk to work. We saw
this. It's a thing in Saudi Arabia to ride on the hood of your car.
That's right.
You know, and in fact, we should tweet out that video.
Yes, that video actually will be included in this lowdown.
Where it's very possible Scott Lowe was riding on the hood of the Yaris. And something happened. Maybe whoever was driving hit the brake suddenly and he fell off. You know?
He was doing the drive-by. Anyway, this is a serious show.
This is, because this is a very grave matter.
I'm a little concerned.
I'm really concerned.
All right, there's other possibilities that we haven't exhausted them yet, and I'm sure many of you out there have your own, so please feel free to share your theories about why Scott Lockman, or also known as Scott Lowe, has officially resigned from doing the Lowdown during the S106 zone, and it was kind of the centerpiece of the class, and I don't know what we'd do without Rochelle or Rocky Lou, who kind of took up the mantle, and we're doing our part right now.
That's right.
But one of the other theories that struck me, and I don't know if this is possible, but I want to kind of think about this for a second, is Scott Lowe could be behind, and this is Gina Garcia, the great Dr. Garcia, mentioning Scott Lowe could be behind prison.
Yes. Well, that's actually something that we had discussed earlier, that perhaps
for the NSA.
Scott Lockman is working for the NSA. Yep. With stranger things have happened.
Or he could be harboring Snowden.
He could be harboring, so in fact, I'm sure he is harboring. He would.
Yeah. So that's a huge, huge possibility. Another thing that struck me, and I don't know if this, I can't imagine this is true, but I'm going to throw it out there as a potential theory. I mean, Scott Lowe wasn't getting paid for his labor, and that came up again and again between me and him, and it was a source of tension. And look, if I could, I would. I mean, the Scott Lowe, the Lowdown, I mean, it's professional. You know how he does.
Oh, yeah.
One of my theories is, you know, Coursera might have approached him and said, look, you know, if you stop doing that for DS-106, which is kind of,
that's,
you know,
right,
it's a guerrilla outfit, kind of like the Syrians or the Syrian guerrillas, right, we'll pay you. So I have a feeling he's in negotiations.
I wouldn't
Coursera
put that
right
past
now.
Coursera.
I think he might be working with them. That whole Scott Lowe school methodology, mm-hmm, Scott Lowe radio. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a Coursera course.
And if it's not Coursera, it'll be Udacity.
Yeah.
Or an X. Scott Lowe X.
Scott Lowe X. And he'll make big money.
He will.
So I think, you know, this is the Lowdown number 27, and I don't know about you, but I feel a little empty. I mean, we're 8 away from getting to 35.
Right.
And
35, that's a significant number?
It is, because that's the end of the semester.
No.
So he was going to try and see his way through. It's funny, I think it was in...
And he's not a quitter, see, which is why,
well,
I'm suspicious, because he's not a quitter, Scott Lowe.
I would say the same, but I don't know what to do. It's all kind of veiled in a certain amount of secrecy.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing, like, not but like a few days earlier, 5 or 6 days before he was quitting, he was digging deep. He was bringing up people like Vince Lombardi, Tom Landry, Rocky, the dog... You know, remember Rocky?
Oh, yeah, I remember Rocky well.
Or maybe it was Newt Rockney. I don't even really know. But he was calling out the big guns, saying, students, keep the course. And here we are, you know, day 25, not even through week 4, he's giving his resignation letter and kind of disappearing almost.
Yeah, it's strange. It's a suspicious thing.
Yeah, it's distressing.
It is distressing.
So I don't really know. I don't know what to say. I hope he's all right, though.
Yeah, you know, it's a really tense region right now. You know,
it
there's
is
lots of stuff
region.
Going on. You know, Iran is in the election happening right now.
That's right. Yes. I didn't even think of that.
Maybe he's in Iran getting out the vote. You thought about that?
He might be. I think his Twitter icon was green. I think it turned green. Him and Luke also still has a green icon, and I think he now has a green icon in solidarity. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. You know, I actually, I have something that I should play.
Yeah, let's play it. I'd like to hear it.
Let's see if this works.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
There we go.
Okay.
This is bring us back to to time of
this
war.
This is another era.
How about a eulogy? How about a eulogy or an homage to our dearly departed, long lost new old radio friend Scott Lowe, who's gone and probably not coming back to these airwaves.
This is awesome.
Okay, how about a eulogy? How about a eulogy or an homage to our dearly departed long-lost new old radio friend, Scott Lowe, is gone and probably not coming back to these airwaves.
I don't even know what to say about this.
Oh no, it crashed. Oh shit, it crashed.
That's alright, put us back.
Okay, we're back? Okay.
We got a little bit.
Alright, we got a little bit.